to Even Better Than the Real Thing on Vectis Radio before those ads. We also had Tom Walker with Leave a Light On, but it is 24 minutes to four and we are rocketing up to the end of the hour, and there's something that I really wanted to talk about right now in this wacky news segment, which again isn't as wacky as I'd prefer it to be, but I still think it's something very important to talk about, and that is the new GCSE grading system.
Yeah.
So I think this is a very important thing because I don't know how many people get what's going on, and I feel like people should know, so I'm trying to spread the word, like jam on toast.
Okay.
Strange analogy, but I'll go with it. So these new GCSE grades have been rolled out across England in all subjects now. So in the previous academic year, that was my year going through GCSEs, I had these new grades for English and maths, but everything else was in the old A star to whatever the bottom was.
I don't know what
grade.
The bottom
I think
is.
It was G. Okay. A to G, A star to G,
okay.
Letters, yeah. System.
Yeah.
And so I had most things in that, but English and maths were in these new 9-to-1 grades.
Yeah.
Now, this year's GCSE students, this year's year 11, have got 9-to-1 grading for every single subject.
Right.
So, what does that mean?
Is that more than there were previously?
So, that's the thing, is that there are more grades in this new 9-to-1 system than there were in the lettering system.
Right.
And that is a very key thing to be aware of, because some of the old grades are actually split up into more than one in the new system. So, for example, a C/B covers grades 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
So, to kind of reiterate what I've seen online and have been researching on this, so a grade 4 is what's considered a standard pass, meaning that you've technically passed.
Right.
However, a grade 5 is considered a strong pass, meaning that's what sick forms and colleges would be looking for in a candidate, grade fives. And that's also what the government are going to be basing league tabley stuff on.
So hang on, the best you can get is 8, is it?
The best you can get is 9.
The best you can get is 9.
And 9 is above A star.
Right,
so
okay.
Nobody really knows what you need to do to get a 9. People have got 9s.
You've got to be super bright.
You've got to be super bright. And that's like exceptional is where that is.
Yeah.
And so there are these new grading systems that have been brought in, basically.
Yeah.
And so I thought it would be good to say what a pass is, because people may not know.
No, I never knew what a pass was before,
it
actually,
Tom.
It was
a C. So
was
if you got a C grade, that was a pass. B grade, you did.
Yeah.
A grade, wonderful. A star, who is this genius?
Yeah.
So, and the kind of equivalent now is 5 is the basically the equivalent of you've done good. 6 is great. 7 and 8 is kind of roughly the equivalent of A/ the bottom end of A star.
Yeah.
And then 9 is who is this genius?
Mega genius. Yeah.
Can I just ask? You might not know the answer to this question, but does that mean have they made it harder?
They have.
Right.
That's the thing, that along with this new grading system, they've overhauled the whole curriculum for GCSE.
Yes.
So all of the content will have been switched up. All of the way the exams have done it been switched up. And the key thing with the exams is that they've got rid of the majority of coursework in most subjects.
Right.
So if you've got dyslexia and you can't handle sitting in an exam for 4 or 5 hours, you're essentially stuffed. Because coursework would have helped you get,
yeah,
the marks.
I believe there are like exam allowances for certain things like that. But if you're thinking in terms of just like ignoring those factors, yes, really, it is a disadvantage to people who do not cope well in exams.
Mm, yeah.
And so where did this come from is a question that you may be asking. And that is due to a kind of a shake-up implemented in 2014 by Michael Gove when he was Education Secretary.
Well, let's think why he did it, because is it because really, really, really good students are not actually sort of being, chosen because I think wasn't the idea that A stars had been somehow degraded so that you weren't actually seeing the top students. It's like a university. You know, in the old days, only about 2 or 3% of people got a first, and now I think it's something like 10 to 15% of people get a first.
Well,
it's not because people are a lot brighter, It's just that the, you know, grading system has come down.
Yeah, but if the if the grading system was fine when it was implemented and that was like acceptably challengeable, doesn't that just mean that people have got to the point where they are intelligent enough to be the top of that grading system?
I suppose it just highlights...
It's kind of a strange situation. And the other thing with this shakeup is, as I said, they made it considerably more difficult. And these courses are supposed to span 2 years.
Yeah.
And yet a lot of schools have actually decided to take 3 years to complete these things.
Right.
Because they are so difficult. Examples on the island, I know, Medina College and Kaz Enterprise College, I believe, take 3 years to do the exams. Those aren't the only schools to do that, but right. Those are the two that I'm just giving as examples.
Yeah.
And that really does beg the question, have they really got it right? If they're making it difficult to the extent that schools have decided they need an extra year to cover all the content at the level it needs to be covered, yeah, for students to achieve, something's gone wrong.
Yeah, well, it's either something that's wrong with the school itself, or it's something wrong with the system that, you know, makes the exams a lot harder.
Mm.
I suppose it's all to do with at what level in life should people be confronted with failure? Because... I mean, the problem is, you know, way too many students now go to university, and there are a lot of universities out there who are providing sort of very crummy courses. There's a lot of grade degradation, which means that, you know, universities that in the past, you know, wouldn't have been considered, you know, top universities are still requiring, you know, 3 A's at A level, or 3 A stars at A level. So, I mean, I suspect one reason why they have done this is, you know, for good reasons, which is to allow the very top universities to find the very top students sooner.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, that puts a lot of pressure on sort of less good students, and also may discourage students from going on to the next level of education because they don't get the top grades.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a very interesting kind of big situation to kind of try and process. And I'd throw it out to anybody listening. If you have any kind of thoughts and reactions on the new GCSE grading system, whether you think it's a good idea, a bad idea, whether you think something's gone wrong, if so, what? And how would maybe you do it differently? You can tweet us at Vectis Radio. We have ads now, then some Kings of Leon back with more wacky news to take us up to 4 o'clock.